Hi, and welcome to Carrie Does Poems, a podcast of quick weekly poems written by me, New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones. Thank you for joining me. Bored and aching. I just wanted someone to love me. A poem by me, Carrie Jones. We were visiting Mom's best friend, an aunt who wasn't an aunt. She taught school, the job my mother dreamed of before unplanned babies and rushed marriage turned her life into breaths, clutching at meaning. The lady stayed inside with coffee laced with Kahlua and the words streaming at the edges of truth while I walked to the lake, my body lurching forward. Last child by so many years made me a lonely only, and I started singing to the waves and the trees. The water-stained boards of the deck made me think of mermaids and tears. Bored and aching, I just wanted someone to love me. This is why I am a poet. The dog emerged from the woods to the right, a Doberman. One of my mom's men's friends had a dog like this. I reached my arms open, hugging the air, and the dog bounded into them. From the deck of the house, my mother screamed, "Carrie, no!" Bored and aching, I just wanted someone to love me. This is why I exist. "What are you?" I whispered to the dog as her tail wagged and the tongue lapped my face. When the grown-ups came running out, the dog shifted, guarding me from their strange worries about credit and affairs, husbands who might find things out, children they left behind them, coughing and clinging to life. They implored me to come with them. My hand ran along the dog's fur, and for the first time, I felt powerful. "I found a dog," I yelled. But she really found me. The water clung to her fur the way I wanted to cling on to that moment. Could she have really heard me wanting, singing need and loneliness into the waves and trunks of crooked spruce trees, my sadness hooking lines into the granite that gave our state its name? Someone's husband convinced them the dog meant no harm. She didn't. Dogs never did. They still never do. Bored and aching, I just wanted someone to love me. This is why. And there you go. Thanks for listening to my poem with my puppy barking in the background. How perfect. I hope you're all doing okay. Hey, thank you for listening to Carrie Does Poems. These podcasts are more writing tips and life tips and all sorts of random things are at my website, CarrieJonesBooks.blog. There's also a donation button there. Even a dollar inspires happy dances in everyone in this household, so thank you for your support. The music you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Eric van der Westen, and the track is called A Feather, and off the album The Crown Lobster Trilogy.